The 11th annual Southside Film Festival kicks off in a few minutes with a preview party at Goosey Gander's Gander Room, followed by a walk up to Broggo Middle School, where they kick off the festival with a screening of The Bachelor Weekend, an Irish comedy from 2013. This is Musings. I'm Ken Michael. In between opening night and the closing night party, there are 5 days of celebrating international and independent film. To help sort it all out, I spoke with John Saraceno, who is board vice president, and Jeff Vaslavik, board president of the Southside Film Institute. Jeff Vaslavik.
We still get films from all over the world. We're adding at least 3 new countries this year to our list, which is going to bring us to, I think, 87 countries, which we've had films. We're adding Colombia, Hungary, and I think Austria. And I looked at the list and I said, wow, we haven't had Austria before? Surprised by that. We have 42 states. There's still 8 states that are holdouts that we haven't gotten films. So, you know, Alaska's one of them, and I think Idaho and a couple other Midwestern. We've only had 1 or 2 from Hawaii over the years, but at least Hawaii's, you know, that pins on the map. So I want to get those other 8, and then we can see what other countries we can get to. But I'll tell you, 87 countries is pretty impressive, though, yeah, I think. Yeah. Yeah, that's a good number.
Well, I think what's also super impressive has always been the kind of genres that are covered in these things, where you've got everything from just fall down on the floor screaming comedy to some fairly disturbing films that were horror films, disturbing in a wonderful way. I think that's another thing that I really love about this film festival is it really highlights the love of making films.
Right.
That's more than anything what I love about this festival is you see people out in the street. Some of them are participants, some of them are filmmakers.
Always so happy when some of these films get a buzz, you know, even before the fest. The other day, one of the girls who works for me said, hey, one of my friends posted something on Facebook about Witchin' and Bitchin', which is our late night film. And she said, I told her, you're showing that at Southside. She said, I know, I can't make it. I'm out of town that night. I can't get there. And I said, how is this girl finding out about Witchin' and Bitchin'? It's just cool that they're, you know, people are like, I can't wait to see this. You know, it's like a 6-minute short that people are anticipating. That to me is really cool that it has that kind of momentum and that kind of buzz and people look forward to seeing it. And it always surprises me how many people come up with different films. Somebody will say, I love this. And it's totally out of character. I would have never pegged that person to like a particular film. It's always like, wow, really? You know, and they say, you didn't? I say, yeah, I did, but I didn't expect you to. And again, you know, when you have a block of shorts and you're showing 10 shorts in there, there's going to be something in there for everybody. There's going to be 1 or 2 that people will say,
That is a wonderful thing about the short blocks.
Yeah.
It's dim sum. You're going to find some really tasty bits. You're going to find some that you go like, what? But you're going to find some tasty ones that you're never going to forget.
Yeah.
There are some disturbing shorts.
Yeah.
Okay.
Southside Film Institute Board Vice President John Saraceno.
Where it's like you're going along and you've got this certain mood going, and then you go, what the heck just happened? Okay. Maybe we need to get somebody some help here, it's good stuff.
There's a short that I've been touting in this year's fest called Unicorn Blood. I hadn't seen it for a long time. I knew Benny had seen it and Glenn had seen it, and we're talking about it, and I said, I gotta check this out, I gotta see what this is all about. And it's, you talk about somebody needing help and being disturbing. I mean, it's an animated film where these cute little teddy bears hunt unicorns. They look like Care Bears. You know, they're these cute little things with big eyelashes and a little bow tie, and they have a bow and arrow, and they hunt unicorns. I think it's Spanish. It's subtitled, and it is disturbing. It's bloody. It's violent. It's two brothers who are teddy bears, and the one's the dominant brother, and he's really putting down the other guy. And I watched this with my mouth up, and I said, this is fantastic. I love this movie.
Looking at things like that, you have to wonder the thought process behind these people. And that's part of the love of these things, is just the incredible breadth of what people think of and how they think about putting it together.
That's what's really cool about when the filmmakers come to town and you get to talk to these folks and have a Q&A with them. One of the things that I make this point often, that so many of these filmmakers who come to town who really enjoy coming here, they enjoy coming to Bethlehem, they enjoy coming to our festival for the way they're treated. Somebody who has a 4-minute short gets treated the same way the guy with a 2-hour feature gets treated. A lot of people have pulled me aside and made a point of that, you know, and said, it's not like that everywhere. That was from day one, where I said, everybody's getting treated the same here. They're all filmmakers. So many of those people have commented to me about the audiences we have here and what great questions they get asked in the Q&A sessions. I've had, I don't know how many people say, that's one of the best sessions I've ever had. They're some of the best questions I've ever gotten. What a great audience. And that's really, that's fulfilling, you know, that it's not just people coming in and they get up and leave. You know, they're in there, they're invested in the film, they want to know the thought process behind it. Filmmakers love talking about that. You know, most of them love talking about that stuff. Some are pretty quiet, but most of them want to, you know, they want to tell you what was their thought behind why they did it a certain way. And that's fantastic. We have a film about George Tice. He's a photographer from Jersey. He's had well over 12 books published. His work is amazing. The film is fantastic. It follows him all through his life. There's a possibility that he might be coming there.
Jeff Vaslavik, board president of the Southside Film Institute. I also spoke with John Saraceno, board vice president. The Southside Film Festival is an annual five-day event featuring international films, guest filmmakers, juried selections, locally produced films, seminars, and networking opportunities for filmmakers and fans of independent film. The Southside Film Festival is a program of the Southside Film Institute, a not-for-profit, volunteer-run organization promoting the art of independent filmmaking. More information about the 11th Annual Southside Film Festival at their web address, sff.org. Musings is supported by the Dorothy and Dexter Baker Foundation. This is Musings. I'm Ken Michael, and you're tuned to WDIY, Lehigh Valley Community Public Radio.